This goes to Dr. Amy Johnson, Johnson, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Alice Hoitinga, Hoitinga. Birth date is April 3rd, 1941. Dear Dr. Johnson, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Hoitinga with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and history of hyperkalemia. Her last visit was June 30th of this year. She has an unchanged weight, and since her last visit, lisinopril was discontinued due to persistently high potassium levels, ranging from 5.4 up to 5.6. And lisinopril 20 milligram daily was switched to amlodipine 5 milligram daily. She doesn't have a blood pressure cuff at home, so she's not sure how well that's working. But she will have a follow-up visit with you next week, and so she will be having that checked again next week. She has no symptoms of high blood pressure, no dizziness or headache at this time. And review of systems is negative. Medications, in addition to amlodipine, I want to highlight Farxiga, 10 milligram daily. Also, Lantus and Novolog insulins, Pravastatin, Tylenol for pain, eye vitamins, and glaucoma eye drops. She takes no oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, the only vital sign she could get for us today was weight, and that's 220 pounds. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/23 of 25. Creatinine is improved at 1.37. Estimated GFR is up from 31 to 38. Calcium is 9.4. Sodium is 139. Potassium 4.3. Carbon dioxide 30. Albumin 3.7. Liver enzymes are normal. Hemoglobin A1C was 8.6. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with improved creatinine levels, most likely secondary to holding and discontinuing the lisinopril, certainly improved potassium levels. 2, history of hypertension. 3, diabetic nephropathy with elevated hemoglobin A1C levels. And the patient will continue getting lab studies for us every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.